When I read what's going on in the world today, Russia invading Ukraine, which is spreading fear worldwide, people are fearful, afraid of what's going to happen next. Some are afraid that Putin will use the nuclear bomb to solve his problems in Ukraine. Many Christians today are fearful, which can have serious consequences. One man wrote this about fear. Fear is a thief. It erodes our faith. It plunders our hope. It steals our freedom. Fear takes away our joy of living the abundant life in Christ. Many today are giving in to their fears. Surrendering to fear may seem the best thing to do, but what seems like an easy way out becomes a prison of unbelief, a fortress of fear that holds us captives. Jesus came to proclaim liberty to the captives. I believe that includes those that are held captive by fear. He also says that truth is the key to freedom. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So let me give you some truths. God is good. God is love. God has a future filled with hope for His children. God is a refuge, a fortress, a shield, a defender of those who trust in Him. Listen to Psalms 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The writer says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. And then the writer says, surely He shall redeem you from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler, for He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. I know that I could tell you that this is bringing us closer and closer to the rapture. All of the saints of God know about the rapture, but most of us look at this as a future event. But what about today? Today we are fearful. Today we are anxious. Should we be anxious? Should we be worried? No, sirree, Bob. Saints of God, you have no need to worry. We are wondering, but we're not worrying. We're wondering what's going to happen next. We're wondering, how does this fit into the plan of God? We're wondering, how does the events of today fit into the biblical prophecy? We're wondering, how will this affect us in our Christian walk with God? Friend, nothing can hinder you from serving God. No matter how much the enemy would oppress you and suppress you, there is nothing that can move you out of the love of God, because He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler.